Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome back to the Shane Tonight Show. My name's Shane.
My name's Max. There's a robot on my surface.
Where is there? I don't see a robot on your surface.
It's behind your left shoulder.
Oh,
yeah. You see that white butt plug looking thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a robot.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it do?
Does it do
robot stuff?
It has a little laser pointer in it, and it points it and moves it around so my cats can play with it.
Cats are easily entertained.
Not really. My cats figured out that this thing was. they figured it out in about 5 minutes.
And do they attack it now?
No. There's nothing they love more than the laser pointer. I don't know what it is. They fucking love the
laser
pointer.
Most cats love a laser pointer.
Yeah. So I turn on the laser pointer robot, and the first time it had them for 5-10 minutes.
Right. They're like, what ifs?
Yeah. And now they don't even come into the room anymore.
Nice.
Yeah. They just know, they're like, you know what? This is not a live thing. This is just a robot with a laser. And they're uninterested.
Hey, this is a podcast about nothing
that makes you think of something.
And let's get our sponsorship out of the way. We are always sponsored by Mind Grinder Coffee.
Yep. Go to mindgrindercoffee.com.
Order you some.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, $15. Okay. $5 for shipping. But if you buy 2 bags,
free shipping.
Use code FREESHIPPING24 at checkout. You don't have to pay for shipping.
Hell yeah.
And you get 2 bags of 16-ounce coffee. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
For $30.
Yeah. It's good for brewing hot. It's good for cold brew. It's good.
And our medium roast is coming out probably, I want to say, last 2 weeks of January.
Okay.
I still got some stuff I'm working on. I got to take pictures and all this other shit. It's a one-man show.
Yeah.
So, you know. But I've really liked the process of hunting down a good medium roast.
Mm-hmm.
I've liked the process of finding a different style of bag to use, like the whole process of bringing it to market, so to speak.
Yes.
That whole process has been so fun for me. It's like another creative thing.
Yeah.
Like ordering getting the labels right and all that stuff. So I'm going to probably launch another one, seeing how this one will do. And we're also doing local delivery.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Venmo. I've had a Venmo for like a couple of years for the company.
Yeah.
And I was like, what am I going to do with this? And I was like, you know, it's just because I run into people all the time. And if I happen to have coffee on me, I'll just be like, Venmo me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hey, I've sold rocks and collected with Venmo.
Yeah. And so what I'm going to do is starting like February, we're going to start off on delivery on certain days. I haven't figured out the days yet, but it'll just be local. It's like, you know, Runner Park Cotati. Unless it's a bro in Marin that orders some, I might drive down to Marin.
Okay.
But other than that,
yeah,
mostly local.
Yeah, local.
So anyway, that's that. That's the updates on the coffee stuff.
Yeah.
How's the mail world?
It's good. I'm certified to drive 3 vehicles.
That's
the LLV, the FFV, and the ProMaster.
Which one's the ProMaster? I feel like I know what the other two one. The other two, one of those is like the box one, right?
Yeah, that's the LLP.
The other one's like the little van. LLV.
The van is the ProMaster.
Ooh, that's the ProMaster.
It's kind of a big van.
Yeah.
And it's fancy and it's new and there's a backup camera.
Do you guys have like radios in there, like CB radios to talk to? Do you guys like have a control, or do you just get your routes to go out on the mail deliveries?
We don't have radios. I mean, there's like the standard radio
right
in there, right. I think.
Yeah.
I think.
I'd imagine.
Yeah. But we don't have.
So how do they figure out your route? Do you GPS that?
So yeah, they give you a little device.
Oh, fancy. Yeah. Mail is fancy.
Mm-hmm. Mail is fancy. Mail is fancy. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to delivering it.
If the U.S. mail gave me a better deal than UPS did on shipping, I would use U.S. mail.
Hell yeah.
But I get a pretty good deal with UPS.
Well, good for you.
So there's that. You know, I was, hey, I just, why did I do that? It was fucking weird. Just blah, 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 blah. Hey, why don't skeletons fight, Max?
Because they're dead.
No.
Yes.
Because they don't have any guts.
I get it.
You get it?
Yeah. One second. Callie, come
in. Oh, we got it. Your dog was trying to jump on me.
Yeah. So my dog, I love her. She just recently, the other dog, the bad one, loves eating cat turds out of the cat.
Nice.
Callie.
And Callie just learned how to do that herself.
Uh-oh.
And so now I can't let her just run around all willy-nilly.
Because she's going to go sneak into the cat litter box and eat some cat poop?
Exactly.
My dog goes out back and eats her own poop.
Well, you know, I respect the self-sufficiency. And like, she knows how it's sourced and all that.
Yeah. She likes eating her own poop.
Yeah. All right.
I let her know today that she had smelly dog breath.
You know, if you give her MSG, just straight MSG sprinkled onto her kibble, she won't want to eat her poop.
Yeah, but we're like, whatever, she's old.
Yeah.
Let her eat poop.
At some point, just let him eat poop.
Let him eat poop.
Let him eat poop.
You hear that, people? If you got a dog that likes eating poop, let him eat the poop.
Just, you know.
I don't think anything bad will happen. It's her own poop.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I'm not the person to ask.
I don't know. I was thinking about this because of animals. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is wrong with me?
You were thinking about this because of animals.
Hyenas. I was on this trip about hyenas a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. And I was doing some research on hyenas.
Yeah.
Did you know hyenas are not monogamous? Like, they just go to Pound Town on any hyena they want?
Really? Because they seemed like the pick a life partner and settle down types.
Hyenas. Also, you know who's the dominant in hyena relationship? Hyena to hyena relationships?
Who?
The female.
Wow. It's like bonobos.
So the female goes around just banging dudes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Banging dudes. And they're like, oh, I don't want to. And then next thing you know, it's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Because the female's the dominant.
Yeah. But bonobos, pygmy chimps, are closest evolutionary relative.
Yeah, that was the other one that came up.
Yeah. They're a matriarchy and they have a sex economy. And so if you want like some extra food or something, what you do is you exchange a sexual favor.
So are these monkeys or
they're apes.
Yeah.
So like you would go up to the matriarch of your ape pack.
And give him a blowy?
Well, you'd like give her a good rub.
Right.
You know? Like rub that muff real good. Good, but tender, you know.
Good but tender.
Just right.
Get it right.
Yeah. The better the rub, the bigger the food.
So they'll just be like, oh, that was a pretty shitty rub. I'm gonna you get a half a banana.
Yeah.
Like do better next time, yeah. Dude. Come on.
Yeah. Other apes groom each other. These people are big on fucking cunnilingus.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how I got on the kick of animals sexual. I was looking something up and I just went into this deep dive on animals and like hierarchy of animal sexual preferences, trying to figure out which animal was monogamous.
Dude, there are
I don't know why it happened.
That's fine. There are worse things to do a deep dive on, especially when it comes to animal sex, because I'm sure if you want to do a deep dive on animal sex on the internet, there's a whole lot of bestiality out there.
There is, but I mean, like it was actual, I don't know why I was doing it. I was looking up something about hyenas. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
From there and went to like sex in the animal kingdom,
mm-hmm.
for some reason. Not like bestiality, not like porn or anything like that, but like
No, all animals have sex. Yeah. If they didn't,
did you
they
know there's a bird? Did you know there's a bird that's like the most sexually? It's like the most sexually active bird.
Well, one of them has to be.
I can't remember the name of the bird, but it's like a horny bird. It just goes around plowing.
Yeah.
That's all it does.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, one of the birds has to be the horniest.
You said some of them were funny.
Yeah.
Like the bird one was funny. And then there's a walrus that there's some kind of walrus that has like this 30-inch penis.
Yeah. Marine mammals.
Yes.
Have huge fucking members.
So they could stretch.
Yeah. And yeah, because the thing is, like, they can't like do positions and stuff. it's one basically sausage shaped thing floating in the water next to another sausage shaped thing.
Right.
So they need that giant dong that can like swim over to their partner and do what it has to do.
Yeah. We're 10 minutes in and it's already, we're talking about animal sexual preferences.
Yeah. Why not?
Don't know why, but here we are.
Why the fuck not? Hey, have you seen a fucking aardvark dong?
No, I have not.
They're huge.
Are they?
Yeah.
And I didn't get any research on aardvarks.
Well, you missed out.
I was a hyena kick for some reason. Hey, and I don't know why.
It, you know, when you go into like an internet research spiral, it always starts somewhere.
Yeah.
And it always...
You know how it started? I remember now. How do hyenas laugh?
Because
it's almost like when you hear them, it's almost like a laugh.
Yeah.
And one of the clients I work with wanted to know, how do they make that sound?
Right.
So I researched that. I told him that. Then the next thing down was about, you know, the female being the dominant. And then the next thing you know, I was on the deep dive.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's how it happened to me.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the internet. It takes you to the strangest places. If you just go from one thing to the next.
Yeah.
You know, maintaining some kind of connection from one to the next. You start in one place and you end with like. With fucking
Idaho man kills wife over aardvark dong.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Yeah.
It starts with like, how do hyenas laugh? And it ends with people getting killed over aardvark dongs.
Man jealous of aardvark dong.
And you can follow the chain of links and information and queries.
Yeah.
And in the end, it'll all make sense.
And you'll find some crazy people writing in too. I would be jealous of that aardvark dong.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that. Of course. I'm just using the aardvark as an example, but
yeah,
you'd find a video of a guy explaining why it's okay to be jealous of an aardvark and his dong.
Yeah.
And to get rid of it if your woman's looking at him.
Yeah. And then there'll be videos where like people have like taken the dongs off of dead aardvarks. And they straightened them out and they stiffened them and they turned them into some kind of like personal health or grooming thing. They're like, nothing gets your eyebrows this way except the aardvark dong.
The aardvark dong.
The aardvark dong is
get it on TikTok shop right now.
Yeah, it is the ultimate in eyebrow grooming accessories.
$19.99 on the TikTok shop.
Yeah.
Includes free shipping.
Yeah.
We have a very limited number of them because we only have like 5 aardvarks in our area.
There are only so many aardvarks in the world.
And they're primarily located in like desert areas, right?
I don't know.
So you'd have to be a desert man.
Yeah.
Or a person.
Yeah.
To go out there and do what needs to be done to the aardvark in order to sell your aardvark dong on TikTok shop.
Mm-hmm.
That's a moneymaker right there.
That's a moneymaker. Well, you know, if in fact the aardvark dong was useful for eyebrow grooming.
But you can just make something up that it's useful for. Oh, look, it's useful for, I don't know.
You really could. And then
a walking stick.
You really could. And then just whisper it in some ASMR type thing.
Yeah. Just go live for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Boom, there you go. You just sold out of aardvark dongs.
Show up with your great eyebrows. Somebody asks, hey, how are your eyebrows so great? Be like, dude, the dong.
The aardvark dong.
The aardvark dong.
They call it the AD.
The AD.
2024.
Yeah.
What are some of your pet peeves? I'm going somewhere with this.
All right.
What are some of your pet peeves?
Man.
Give me two that are the most, that get every time you're just like, fuck.
All right. Tailgating?
Yeah.
And
oh yeah, I remember the tailgating.
Yeah, I got a thing for tailgaters. So tailgating, and what's another? Oh, you know what? You know what? Off the top of my head, I can't think of one.
Are you getting better in life? Are you getting better? Pet peeves don't buy. You don't have many pet peeves anymore.
I have fewer than I used to.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Yeah. I mean, I just like, I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, you know what? Why should I give a shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had a nice chat with ChatGPT. Mm. And I asked ChatGPT the top five.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Strangest pet peeves that people have.
Okay.
Or the strangest pet peeve that gets people riled up.
Yeah.
One of those two. Yeah. It was during my dive on Hyena Laughing.
That is, I'm sure it made sense how you got from Hyena Laughing to that query to ChatGPT, and then eventually to, what kind of sex was it? Well, eventually it led to aardvark dongs.
Yeah, aardvark dongs, yeah. So ChatGPT gave me five.
All right.
I figure we just kind of go through them.
Let's go through them.
Want me to start from 5 to 1 or 1 to 5?
Which is the number one? Start, end with the number one.
Loud chewing.
Wait, are they ranked or are there just five of them?
There's just five of them.
All right, then start with one.
Loud chewing or swallowing sounds.
That's common, yeah.
And people that chew with their mouth open.
Yeah, I get that.
Dude, you want to bother me? Chew with your mouth open.
Yeah.
I was in line at the bank today taking care of some stuff, and there was a guy smacking his gum in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And it was the most annoying thing. It was like this.
That motherfucker. He can eat a butt, that guy.
Yeah.
A whole butt.
It was the most annoying sound in the world. The chewing with the mouth open thing started recently for me. Like, it never used to bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it never used to be like, yeah, that's not that big of a deal. But in the last couple of years, I've seen that people don't have manners anymore.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you're at a restaurant and some fool's over there just gobbling down his burger. Fucking shit's flying out of his mouth.
Yeah.
It's now it's starting to bother me.
Yeah. I get that. No, loud chewing does it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loud chewing. And what was the other part? Swallowing sounds.
Well, chewing usually is followed by swallowing.
Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. I can't imagine swallowing sounds that would annoy me, though. That would annoy me right there.
Yeah, no, I've swallowed like that before. I can't burp, you know?
Yeah.
So when I'm drinking like a very carbonated thing and I'm on my second or third of them,
yeah,
I swallow like that sometimes. Yeah.
You're just saying the guy's chewing with his mouth open. Shit's going everything. All of a sudden you're...
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see him getting his food down.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Leaves a fucking mess on the table.
Fucking mess on the table.
Takes extra fucking ketchup packets home because he's too cheap to buy cheap. That's the kind of guy that fucking brings extra ketchup packets home.
Yeah.
The kind of guy that eats with his mouth open and is a heavy breather when he eats and chews with his mouth open brings the fucking cheap ass ketchup packets home.
Yeah. I feel like you almost have somebody.
I don't. I'm just going.
Okay.
I'm just on one right now.
Because you're like getting so into it. I'm like, does Shane have somebody in his life like this?
No, I don't. But it's like, dude, why are you taking the extra ketchup packets? I don't, because they're free.
Yeah. Hey, remember during COVID. Remember during COVID when there was a ketchup packet shortage?
Was there? I don't remember that.
And people were freaking out because they're like, oh my God, what am I going to do for ketchup?
You could just go to the fucking store and buy a bottle.
Well, back then you couldn't. This was back when the lockdowns were going on and all that.
You could order some off of fucking Amazon. They still delivered during the lockdown.
Yeah, but what if you want ketchup now?
Well, you're shit out of luck.
Yeah, I know. And some people they fucking love. Anyway, so people were freaking out.
Was it as bad as the toilet paper crisis?
No, because everybody has to shit and everybody has to clean up after they shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The toilet paper still cracks me up.
Yeah.
That still cracks me up.
Like, if you love ketchup and you don't have ketchup, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
If your ass is covered in shit and you don't have toilet paper,
dude, you can just take a shower and fucking throw your hand in there and fucking dig that shit out.
Now you have a poopy shower.
Yeah, but you could wipe the shower. You could clean the shower after you're done.
Yeah. Yeah, you could.
Or you just leave it if you leave by yourself.
God damn. All right. You know what? I don't like where this episode is going.
Anyway, we're going to number two.
Fine. Go to number two.
This one I can understand because I have a roommate that gets mad at this one.
Yeah.
People leaving time on the microwave instead of clearing it.
Okay.
My roommate, I just do it to me. It's not who you're thinking. It's more of my other roommates. Mm-hmm. And I just do it to mess with them.
Okay.
I'll leave like 10 seconds on that bitch.
Just to fuck with
them? Just to fuck with them.
All right.
Because you'll make a big deal. You'll be like, who keeps leaving time on the microwave?
I do that all the time.
And I'm like, dude, it's 10 seconds. It's not that big of a deal. You just press clear.
I don't want to hear the beeper go off.
Yeah.
So if I see there's just a few seconds, I'll open it.
Most normal people are like that.
Yeah.
This guy. He barely eats in the kitchen. Like, I barely see him. Like, yeah. He usually, like, he does a lot of takeout.
Mm-hmm.
But when he needs to microwave his food, he'll come downstairs, go into the kitchen. Me and my other roommate think it's the funniest shit in the world that he'll leave. So we'll both do it where we'll leave, like, 5 seconds on the microwave, 3 seconds on the microwave.
Yeah.
And just wait for him to react to it.
Just fuck with him a
bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
You got pets all over you.
I'm covered in pets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that one, here's one that's annoying.
All right.
This one, I haven't done this in a long time because I usually make sure. Anyway, the feeling of wet socks.
I don't like wet socks.
I make sure my socks are fucking dry.
Dude, if I'm having a really active day.
Yeah.
And especially during the summer, like I will just straight up change socks 2-3 times a
day. Right.
I love fresh socks.
I do too. I really do. When I was living in Utah, when I was homeless in Utah, mm-hmm. I should say.
Yeah.
And it was the middle of winter. Your socks would get super fucking wet
mm-hmm.
from snow.
Yeah.
Right. Cause it's the fucking middle of winter in Utah. No,
I used to live in Utah too. I know. Yeah.
And I was broke and I didn't have snowshoes, so I had regular tennis shoes, so all my shit would get soaked and I wouldn't change my socks because I was fucking homeless.
Yeah, for sure.
That started my journey, dude, of being like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. This is the most annoying thing in the world.
I get it, man. You can get fucking trench foot that
way. Yeah. It used to get really bad. And luckily, I was only homeless in Utah. Chill out, people. I was only homeless in Utah for like...
Thank you.
I was only homeless in Utah for... To be fair, I was only homeless in Utah for like 3.5 weeks. So...
That's good.
Then I got arrested for stealing a couple packs of cigarettes.
Yeah.
And I got to spend 2 weeks and I got to spend 2.5 weeks in the lovely Utah correctional facility.
What do you think they were more upset about? That you stole or that you were smoking?
I don't know which one it was, but here's the thing. I didn't steal the cigarettes. One of my buddies that I was with, a white guy that used to claim to be a Crip.
Okay.
The only thing he had that was blue was his comb.
Mm-hmm.
Swore to hell and back that he was a Crip.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was. To this day, I don't think he was.
I also don't think you, anybody who swears to be a something.
Yeah.
They're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was the one that stole the cigarettes. This is a true story.
Yeah.
Right. He stole the cigarettes and he was like, look, man, if I get caught stealing these cigarettes, I'm going to go back to a boys' home and I don't want to go back to a boys' home because they're fucking rough.
Mm-hmm.
Could you take the blame for me? And I was like, at that point, dude, I was tired of being homeless. I didn't like living on the streets. I'm not a guy that does well living on the streets.
Yeah, at least if you're in a boys' home, you're not homeless.
Yeah, but I was an adult.
Oh.
I was like 18 or 19 at the time. I think I was like 19, 18, right. Something like that. And I couldn't go back to the place that I was, the Job Corps that I was at, because I just walked off and I never went back.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I couldn't go back. And so I was like, what's the worst they could do to me? They'd probably give me a couple days in jail. Mm-hmm. That'll be fine. I'll be fine with that.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. So I took the blame for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how long I spent in the Utah County Jail?
How long?
2.5 fucking weeks.
Damn.
Because the courts were backed up.
Yeah, that, yeah.
And so I went finally with the court like 3 days before Christmas. And I had already talked to my mom and I was going to come back to California. And I went to the judge and the judge was like, okay, we're going to give you time served and just you need to get off the streets of Utah. And I'm like, look, man, I'm fucking getting on a plane to California and I'm never coming back to Utah.
There you go.
And he was like, okay.
Great.
Next day, I was on a plane to California.
Yeah.
And I was, I've never been back to Utah.
Great. Hey, good for you.
There's some weird shit going on in Utah.
Dude, Utah's a weird fucking place. I mean, last episode, we were talking about how they're all into soaking and floating these days.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not getting dark. I'm keeping it light.
We're keeping it light.
Yeah.
All right.
Hearing somebody breathe heavy is number four.
Yes, that will do it to me.
So, like, what's heavy to you, though? What's, like, heavy breathing? Yeah, that would annoy the piss out of
me. Especially if there's some kind of like
you phlegm in there.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's one of those things that it's one of those things, man, where if you're just sitting down and you're fucking breathing heavy, there's something wrong.
Yes.
You need to get your shit looked at.
Yes. That doesn't happen to people who are in good health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at that place we go to sometimes at night.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy sitting like down the row from me.
Mm-hmm.
And this fool, it was like this. The whole time, dude.
Dude, there's always someone in those rooms who fucking...
just the fucking annoying.
They just fucking cannot breathe right.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I used to be one of those annoying guys in those rooms. I can't really talk.
Yeah. I think we've all had our time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luckily, people there give you patience.
Very patient there, yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. The last one is people that don't use... This one gets me every time.
All right.
People, like how you are with tailgating,
mm-hmm.
This is how I am with this one.
All right.
People that don't use their turn signals while turning.
It's so simple.
Yeah.
It's so simple.
Or like changing lanes. They just like all of a sudden, hey,
yeah,
there you are.
It's so simple and it's such an important safety thing.
Dude,
and a common courtesy.
Yes. Hey, I'm getting over to the left lane. Slow down or go faster.
Yeah.
I'm letting you know.
Yeah.
That's almost as annoying. You know what else is annoying like that to me? It's people that fucking drive like they pace you.
Yes.
And they drive right like you could barely see them out of your blind spot.
People that drive in your blind, they coast in your blind spot. That is the worst. I fuck those people to death.
Those are the same people that don't use their turn signal, and they're probably fucking breathing heavy in their car.
Yeah, and I'm sure they tailgate.
And they're probably the people that do like all three of these things, all four of these things. They fucking, they have wet socks on. They
yes,
they don't clear the microwave.
No, they breathe heavy. They chew loud.
They take extra ketchup packets.
Yes. Fuck these people to death.
So I take a little poll on the Instagram to see which one people find the most annoying on the Instagram.
Yeah, fucking yeah.
Let me give you the votes.
All right.
So we have people that don't use their turn signals won.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bad one, man.
Yeah. Thank you to all that voted on Instagram, all three of you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, thank you to all three of you. Fucking, yeah, use your fucking turns. It's so, it's like literally they put it 1 inch from where your hands are on the steering wheel.
All you gotta do is go click.
Yeah, you don't even have to take your hand off the wheel. Just reach a finger out and tap it.
Yeah, it happened to me the other night on the way to work. I was behind this guy getting on the freeway, and there was a guy behind me. And the guy in front of me, I changed lanes to get over. I was in the middle lane, and he was still on the right of me. Mm-hmm. He decides he needs to get all the way over to the fast lane.
Yeah.
Mind you, it's like 9:30 at night because I was working an overnight, so it's not that big. There's not that many people on the road. But this guy's like barely in front of me, and he just all of a sudden swoops all the way over to the fast lane without using one turn, like not even like I'm gonna switch lanes and get into the middle lane first and then get into the fast lane like a normal person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, he just swoops all the way over.
Yeah,
fuck this guy.
Breathing heavy in his car, probably.
Breathing heavy in his car. this motherfucker.
Probably driving so fast because he stole those last three extra ketchup packets from In-N-Out.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck this guy.
Fuck that guy. Yeah, pet peeves are, it's funny because I used to have more. There used to be more shit that annoyed me in the world.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this the other day, like I feel pretty good as far as, because this came up because I had that, I'm going to talk about this because I haven't talked about it yet on the podcast. It's something I'd been dealing with personally. I'm going to talk about my wage garnishment case.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I can now.
Yeah.
I couldn't before and I can now.
Fuck yeah.
So in like 2003 or 2004, I can't even fucking remember the year. I bought this fucking, I leased this fucking Monte Carlo. It was a pretty sick car.
I believe you.
But I leased this fucking Chevy Monte Carlo from this place in Petaluma called Credit Cars.
All right.
Don't ever do this, people. I'm giving you a fair warning right now because it'll come back and bite you on the ass like it did me. So anyway, I had this car for like 3 months and there was like, the coolant leaked, right? Mm-hmm. And I kept putting coolant in and it would be fine for a little while and the coolant would leak and then I put coolant in and anyway, the engine wind up blowing.
All right.
Right. And I got it towed back to the dealership because I only had the car for 3 months and I was like, it's probably under warranty.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I still owe fucking all these years of payments on this thing. I don't know how long I signed for.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
It was the dumbest way to buy a car.
Yes.
And I'll admit that, but I wanted a cool car. And so I brought it back to the dealer and they called me and they were like, yeah, we could fix it. And they were like, we got to change the whole engine though, but it's going to cost X amount of dollars. And I was like, okay, they'd call me back and tell me they couldn't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
They'd call me back and tell me they could fix it. You know what I mean? It went on and on like that for like at least 2 months.
Yeah.
Right. And I was finally like, look, just get me out of my lease.
Yeah.
Get me out of my lease. We're all fine. You can keep the car. If you repair it, whatever, you could fucking resell it.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, didn't hear anything about it.
Right.
Figured it was done.
Right.
November 2023.
Goddamn.
How many years fucking later?
19 years yes. later.
19 yeah. years later. I get a fucking letter work garnishment thing from this credit company.
Yeah.
Charging me the full price of the goddamn car.
Yeah.
And they didn't tell me what it was at first.
Right.
I thought it was like a student loan or something I hadn't paid.
Right.
Which I was like, okay, fine. If it's a student loan I didn't pay, I guess I'm going to have to figure out what's going to happen. Right.
Right. Right.
But it didn't turn. I had to do research to find out that it was the car.
It was the car.
And I had to call this place. I'm not going to even say their name because they don't deserve it because they're awful people.
I would put them on blast.
Pacific Credit Exchange.
Pacific Credit Exchange. You people can, with all due respect, go fuck yourselves.
So I called them, and the first time I talked to them, the lady was like, oh, no, we can't tell you what it is.
We can't tell you what it is? We can't
tell you what it is. You're just going to have to pay it. You could pay it in full right now.
Yeah.
They were charging me $15,000.
Fuck them to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The old me... we're going to go back again. Me 2000 fucking when I bought the car, 2003, 2004 me.
Yeah.
I would have just been like, okay, just go ahead and take it out of my check. Yeah. And I was like, no, dude, this is wrong.
Yeah.
There's something fucking wrong here.
Yeah.
This ain't right.
It's wrong.
Yeah. So I had to act quickly because they were going to start this garnishment pretty quick. And it was like $600 a month. I can't afford them to take $600 out of my check a month.
Yeah.
So I had to go to the sheriff's office. I had to do a budget, fucking write down my budget. Also, I'm going to tell you people how to get it exempt if you need to if somebody's doing this to you in a car deal. So I had to go to the sheriff's office where I got the garnishment thing from, right? The letter of garnishment. I had to go there. I had to write down my budget, turn it into the sheriff. Even the sheriff, I'm at the sheriff's office, dude. I'll never forget this. I'm at the sheriff's office. He's going over it. He's like, this is from 2009. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, this don't seem right. And I'm like, yeah, you think?
Yeah.
So I had to go. And then they were like, okay, well, this will stop the garnishment. They already had taken part of the garnishment out of this first check because it had to. But once I put in that paperwork, it kind of stops it for why we go to court.
Cool.
So I set up a court. I get a court date assigned. I go to court the first time. And they're like, okay, well, we need your pay stubs. We need some like proof that you can't afford this.
Right.
Right. And so I give them my pay stubs and I give them my car payment and I give them whatever I have. Right.
Yeah.
Cause I have all that shit because mm-hmm. I'm a grown ass man now.
Yeah.
I'm a big boy.
Yes.
And I go back to court last week. I'm sitting there for 2 hours. They're doing all these other cases.
Yep.
Some of them are pretty cool. They're taking a break and the judge finally goes, oh yeah, you guy in the back. And I was like, yeah. He's like, Pacific Credit Exchange. And I was like, yes. He's like, yes. He's like, congratulations. You won.
Great.
And I'm like, okay. So at that point I was like, okay, it's already a judgment. So I'm going to have to pay something, right? It's already been judged. I'm going to have to pay something. I was just hoping that it was going to be like $50 a month, not right. like $600 a month.
Right.
Like it's quite a bit of money to me.
That's a lot of money.
So the judge goes, I'm like, so what does that mean? Does that mean I'm paying like $50 a month? How much do I got to pay him? And he's like, oh no, you won. You don't, it's dismissed. You don't got to pay anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, even said it. I'm standing there. I'm like, sweet.
Yeah.
And he's like, these guys might try to collect from you again, but if you do, we're going to send you the paperwork and you can just send that paperwork to them. And if they try to collect from you again, you know, sue them.
Sue them. Fucking sue them. Yeah. Yeah.
So it was just interesting to me because I bring it up because of how different I reacted to that. You know what I mean? That whole situation, like how different, like I said before, the old me would have been just like, okay, just take the money out of my check. I guess I got to figure out how to live being broke. Dude, I lived broke long enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't want to go back to that.
Nah.
You know? I don't want to go back to living fucking hand to mouth, fucking barely affording groceries.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I like where I'm set up now.
Hell yeah.
I like the flow of money coming in.
Hell yeah.
You know, it's enough to pay for everything in my life.
Hell yeah.
And live comfortably.
Hell yeah.
And it was just people were like, when I was talking to people about it, they were like, you're handling this pretty well. And I'm like, well, I mean, the worst that's, and at that point, they had already taken $300 out of one check. And I was like, well, if they only take $300 out of one check and $300 out of another check, I could still get by. Right?
Yeah.
It was just the way I was reacting to the thing. And people were pointing that out to me. Like, they're like, you're handling it very well. And like, even people that had known me from like 2004, mm-hmm. because I was not in 2004, I was like, I was a fuck. In 2004.
I believe you.
like I was sober or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but I was a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and back then I was just operating on like, I don't know what I was operating on, but that's the best way I could put it. I was a fuck.
I get it. I understand what you mean when you say you were a fuck. I think everybody understands.
Good.
Yeah.
But it's like growth, man. Like how far I've grown as a person to be like, I'm going to stick up for me. I'm not going to let you push me around. Like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, this is wrong. Like, and I know how to stick up. I now know that I can stick up for myself in these situations.
Hell yeah.
That was the other thing I think I wouldn't have done before either, is because I was that situations like that would put me in like an immense amount of fear, because that fear of that money getting taken out of my account. That's what it was. That fear mm-hmm. of that money getting taken out of my account.
Yeah.
Would have driven me all kinds of weird ways.
Dude,
you know what I mean? Like, how am I going to make this extra money? What do I got to do?
Yeah.
How do I got to hustle? How do I got to, cause that's how I lived for a long time. Right.
I remember. Yeah.
I got to hustle and I got to fucking finagle. And I fucking hated doing that.
Yeah.
I didn't like living like that.
Yeah.
And I don't live like that anymore. And that was the thing that surprised. That's the thing. When I was in the car driving home, that's the thing I realized. It's like, I don't live like I did fucking 10 years ago or 19 years ago. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it was just a huge relief to me. Like, I'm not the same person I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think that's the thing that I've been talking for a while. Sorry, man. That's the biggest thing I got, was like growth. Like, if you're on a path of growth, some kind of path of growth, that growth will happen. It's just going to take time. You know, and then for me, it took a fucking long time.
Yeah.
Like, all the mistakes I made, like, I was thinking about on the ride home, like, all the mistakes I've made, like, all the shit that I've been through, like, there's a payoff to it now. Like, I understand that experience now, and I can use that experience to, like, not only help somebody else, but, like, to my advantage, you know? Like, I could fucking not have that fear of, like, okay, this money's getting taken out. Now I got to fucking hustle. Like, I didn't have that fear. Like, I was like, I'm going to be okay if the money gets taken out. If it doesn't, I'm going to be okay. Anyway, that's my story.
Well, fucking good for you. Not only because it worked out. Not only because you fucking have seen all this great growth in yourself, but also because there is a special place in hell.
Yes.
For these, what was this company again?
Pacific Credit Exchange.
Pacific Credit Exchange, a corporation. There is a special place in hell for whoever fucking created that and profits from that. They fucking, you know, their business is to fucking just dig in the mud for any little thing.
People, and they were threatening me, yeah, dude.
And their thing is, like, they know how to use the law, a law that you know, we live in a society where the rule of law is a big deal, and it's been created so that, you know, everybody has a fair shot. But these people hire some dirtbag fuck-ass lawyers.
Fuck-ass lawyer.
Look, not all lawyers are fuck-ass. These guys are fuck-ass. And they hire some guys who know how to fucking abuse the legal system,
right,
and fucking threaten and intimidate and obfuscate and frighten people.
That's what a conversation I had with somebody. They're like, they probably thought you just wouldn't show up to court.
Yeah.
Because you were too scared.
Yeah. And you know, their business is like, hey, we found the slightest little thread of a thing. We know if we go to court on all these little threads of things, some of the people, even though they're in the right, won't know how to fight it.
Right.
And we'll get to rot. They literally, their business is robbing people using the fucking law and the courts. Fuck these people.
Yeah.
To death.
Yeah.
You know what? That's my pet peeve. That's my pet peeve. If you're going to be a fucking criminal, be a fucking criminal.
Exactly.
Don't fucking use the law and fucking use the system to your advantage to prey off people and then go around and, like, oh, look at me. I'm Mr. Fancy Pants. I'm a businessman and I contribute to charity and stuff. No, fuck you. You're a goddamn dirty, filthy criminal. Just stealing from people. And fuck you to death, Mr. Pacific. What was it? Pacific Credit Exchange, a corporation.
You know what else I found out about them?
What?
We're going to end this in a while because it's almost 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But so the lawyer that issued the fucking garnishment.
Yeah.
And that company.
Yeah.
They're in the fucking same building.
Yeah. No shit.
In Encino, California.
Yeah. Yeah. That lawyer. That's a lawyer who I don't know what his deal is, but he knows that he can make a lot of money just filing a bunch of stupid little paperwork that is essentially no effort on his part.
Right.
But so that he can enable these people to rob other people.
Right.
And he's fucking sucking at the teat of the monster so he can go fuck himself to death too. And I want to clarify, when I say fuck these people to death, that's not a death threat.
Yeah.
That's just a very emphatic fuck you.
Yes.
I don't, there's no threats going out to anybody.
No threats here. This is a no threats podcast. Yes,
we
do not make threats.
Yes, I just most emphatically want to express my disapproval of these dirtbag shitholes. And I'm done. All right. We talked about our pet peeves and that's mine.
You know what I'm going to call this episode?
Dirtbag shitholes?
Be good. I don't think people would click it.
I mean, maybe.
Pet peeves and growth?
Yeah, you could.
Or pet peeves and give me an and. Pet peeves and...
shitholes.
I can't call it shitholes.
Dirtbags.
Pet peeves and dirtbags. That's what we'll call it.
All right.
But be on the lookout.
Be on the lookout.
Hey, so, if you've listened to this all the way through, as we always say here at Shane and I, we appreciate you.
We appreciate you so much.
Thank you very much for the support that you guys give us.
Yeah.
It means a lot. If you didn't know, we have a Ko-fi page. A Ko-fi? Is it coffee? Ko-fi.
I don't fucking know.
Ko-fi.
Ko-fi.
Ko-fi. Go there, look up Shane and I. There's a little donation page there if you want to, or you could go to our website, www.shaneandishow.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little thing, a little tab will come up that says donation. It'll come up. You could click that. You could donate however much you want to our show. There's no set amount. You want to donate 25 cents? Donate 25 cents.
If you want to donate $25,000, donate $25,000. And I promise you, not a penny will go to Pacific Dirtbag Shitholes, a corporation. All right? Not one fucking penny.
Not one. But yeah, thank you for listening. And if you don't want to donate money and you listen to us on like Apple Podcasts or something like that, leave the show a review. It helps out a lot.
Yeah, we appreciate you. And thank you for, if somebody like Pacific Dirtbag Shithole Management, a corporation, has ever tried to fuck you, they've tried to fuck all of us at one point or another.
Yes, they have.
And they will try to fuck all of us again at one point or another.
Remember, you have a way. The way, what I found out is you have a way out.
Dude, you have fucking rights.
You have rights.
These fuckholes are literally
fuckholes.
Oh my God.
Can we end the episode before you get all into work? You're already in work.
I breathe deeply. I'm better.
All right. Breathe deeply.
All right.
Sorry I got you worked up.
All right. Well, until next time.
Until next time, America, don't be a dick.
Don't be a dirtbag shithole.
Don't be a dirtbag shithole.